1JE mobile once again for the next 15 minutes.
Hot, wasn't it? KN4TFW.
Correct, and I'm going to guess at Ken?
Yep, roger that. How you doing today?
Considering most of the day spent with no internet and everybody asking me what was going on every 10 minutes, once we got it figured out that it wasn't us, it was our service provider, we got it back about 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Somebody probably hit a pole or something.
It turned out to be a card at the LEC. At least that's what they were saying it was. I haven't seen the report yet when it comes out. I'll see it when it comes out. But, yeah, we were down for quite a while, and it messed with a lot of people. And even then, some of our applications didn't come back up, so we had to get IT involved after we were back online. Because they come to me, hey, I can't get this application. I said, a particular application called CMS, and I don't know what it stands for. They installed it without me being here or without me knowing about it, and they were running it without me knowing about it, so I don't know anything about it, if that made sense.
That's the best way to do that. Yeah, it's not going to get me involved. I don't know nothing about it. Yeah, the main program we use is SAP, so it wasn't too bad. We had a power outage, a couple of weeks ago for some reason, about 20 minutes, but that was about it.
We're in an old plant. It was built in 64, and then one of our electricians that has since left the plant here last month, in November. Anyway, we were looking for a ground fault, and he went around throwing circuit breakers that wouldn't take the machine down, but would, do the, I call it auxiliary equipment, and he hit one of our Cisco switches without telling me, and he bounced it off and on. And my goodness, it basically we had to shut everything down that was attached to it, turn it back on, and then make it work. And I just asked him not to do that anymore. And then my boss turned around and says, just buy a UPS and put it in the way so this doesn't happen again. I go, okay, going ahead and buy one. So I've got one, I got to look one up. He wants one that'll hold it up for at least 24 hours in case we have a 12-hour power outage or something like that. Because sometimes we got to take the power down so we can do the buckets in our main switch gear room. I know the terminology. I don't know how it all works.
On that one, what kind of plant you work in?
The old one. It's Taylor's Paperboard Mill. It used to be called Caratel. We make paperboard, basically cereal box stuff, stuff that goes on the back of pads, and in furniture of all things. And paperboard or tube board for carpet tubing. We do Reynolds aluminum tube and the box also.
That's kind of over in the Greer Taylor's area, isn't it?
And I'm watching residential neighborhoods encroach on it over the last 15 years. I figure it's going to go by the wayside. We had a Charlotte plant that was like a mile or two just outside of downtown Charlotte. And they started building up the homes. They started, it was actually a very, very rundown area. And I don't know, suddenly it took off. And people started fixing up their homes. And eventually, when the 08 crash happened, and we were making good money, especially our Sweetwater plant in Austell, Georgia. They were doing the paper for the drywall, and they were profiting $5 million a month, just that one plant. So they were hiding everything in Charlotte that was costing the plant $400,000 a month to run the plant.
They're not a good business right there. You would think they would have the smarts to, closed it down or did something to it. And that here, I can't complain. Here, I switch jobs, and it's a chemical plant up in Spartanburg, so it's pretty stable right now.
Stable. Well, the one thing that went on with the Charlotte plant is that it was a small one. So when a new customer would come in or an old customer would ask for a particular test run, they'd give it to the Charlotte plant if they could run it. and they would run the order and then ship it to the customer. And the customer, yeah, we like it. We want to go ahead and order X number of tons, and then they'd send it to another plant. So Charlotte was doing what they call a constant changeover all the time. Well, when they closed it down, it became our responsibility. We are the worst performing plant in the entire corporation, and we're Greif now worldwide, but we're the worst performing paper plant, but we also have the highest turnover. We show a profit, but not as good as they'd like to see it. But when you make 10, 12 grade changes a day, and you just can't get the tonnage out that they want, and they see that. And I figure as long as we're not being, a debt, costing the plant money or the company money, we'll be fine. But, boy, you put us on tube board, and we'll do 400 tons a day, man. It's crazy.
Changeovers that kill you. And they don't do a lot of changeovers over here that I've noticed, but I've only been out here since September, so I know there's a lot of tanker trucks come in there and everything. So, but they say that almost everything you use every day has something of theirs in it, from WD-40 to cosmetics to shampoo and lotions, oils, and that have something of one of their additives in it.
ID for ID. I would say that what's that on the internet? They Sasquatch soap. They have it. The soaps that we use today from the commercial, from the stores, is classified as a synthetic detergent.
I doubt it. And it ain't no telling what we're putting all over ourselves every day, right?
You mentioned what we're breathing and what we're eating on top of that. I know, they were talking about animals. They were giving them steroids to fight infections? They were giving them some to fight infections, which then it found out, it fanned them up and made them, more profitable. But anyway, now they're having issues with the meat not being as clean as it used to be. Something's going on with the meats. That was, golly, about 10 years ago, 15 years, actually about 20 years ago, they brought that up in California. About how they were feeding the animal stock, I think it was steroids or an antibiotic, but it made them larger, and now they're becoming the diseases that they get are becoming resistant to curing them, so they can save the animal. They have to kill them.
The quality of the meat product isn't as good as it used to be, KN4 TFW.
In name of profit, that's what it comes down to. I mean, it's there's the opiate crisis that's supposedly going on. Of course, COVID took over and cured the flu. But anyway, they were they found traces of opiates in the mussels off the coast of Washington near Seattle. That's how bad it is.
And getting into the wastewater and then getting out into the ocean and that.
An opiate, when you're done with it, it passes through your system. It goes into the water treatment plant. When it's done, it gets dumped out wherever they discharge it at. But they're finding traces of it in the mussels out there. That just floored me. I couldn't believe that.
Worst enemy, right? But all in the name of profit.
KO4JQY. JQY, I believe I heard.
Hey, KO4JQY. Yeah, a lot of that issues with the opiates in the water come from people flushing them down the toilet and trying to get rid of the actual pill themselves. They had a major problem with that over at Lake Hartwell here. About 5 years ago, they were finding traces.
I remember my parents, when I was a kid, they'd have medicine that, like, the doctor would give them a prescription, and they wouldn't complete the entire medication, taking it all, and they poured down the toilet. Wow, maybe that's what we have. That sounds very valid.
Yeah, in some of our coastal areas, Beaufort, Charleston, places like that, they're starting to find traces of those opiates as well.
Yeah, too much of a good thing, I guess. I'm not really sure. I remember when they were talking about the nitrates and hot dogs were giving lab rats or lab mice cancer. And then somebody asked how much you giving them. And when it came out, there was enough to knock an elephant over.
Yeah, it's not sound like you said, too much of a good thing. KO4JQ1.
Times will change. I mean, eventually we're going to collapse and start all over again. Who knows? It's just like that ancient technology they talk about, however that comes about. I don't follow it completely. But it's like, where'd all that go? So I figured maybe the stuff that we're doing, which is wrong, hopefully in a few thousand years it'll all be lost and reset the planet back to good and try again.
Yeah, copy that. It's just all one big cycle.
I mean, when you look at it from the point of view of geological times, it was just a blip. But gee whiz, that blip is really messing with the planet right now. Gentlemen, I have reached the driveway. I actually made both my lights green and no school bus here, so I'm going to go ahead and get 7 to talking to you. Maybe I'll be out here tomorrow at this time. Echo.
73, you have a good one, and I'll maybe catch you tomorrow, KN4TFW.